I'm Addie Everson, and this is The Story Behind Our Music. All bands have a genre or a specific style. Quite often, if a band changes its style, their fans tend to abandon them as the group abandoned their genre. At the very least, the band is labeled as a sellout. This was not the case for one of the bands that you'll hear here on KEOM. They wrote and recorded rock, pop, disco, and even a rockabilly tune as a tribute to Elvis. They refused to be keyholed into any particular genre. The band I'm referring to is a group of four college-educated men turned rock stars. And their band name was Queen. She's a killer, queen, gunpowder jealousy. Queen started their American fame with the song you're hearing, Killer Queen, that peaked at number 12 on the Billboard charts in 1975. They had hits such as Crazy Little Thing Called Love, which came to Freddie Mercury, the lead singer, while having a bubble bath. They released a song in the same year that seemed to break the stereotypical idea of what a song needed to be a hit. It was too long and had too many style changes, but Bohemian Rhapsody became more than a hit. It became a classic, and even recharted in 1992 with the release of the movie Wayne's World. Their friend Michael Jackson convinced the band to release a song that they had been performing for fun. It ended up being a number one hit here in the US, and I'm sure the band was glad that they took Michael's advice and released Another One Bites the Dust. The arguably most popular song of the group has become an anthem at sporting events around the country. From junior high football to almost any professional sporting event you could visit, We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions has been played as a fight song. Singing, we will rock you. We will. Sony Ericsson in 2005 pulled 700,000 music fans in 66 countries and declared We Are the Champions the world's favorite song. They described the winner as an anthem worldwide, both in music and sporting arenas. It conveys the passion music brings to everyone's life, as well as proving a classic rock song is truly timeless. It seemed that everyone liked Queen. They appealed to a broad range of fans of pop and Hot 100 music, as well as disco and even the rockers. So much so that in 2005, VH1 declared Queen's greatest hits album the top-selling album in history. 600,000 more album sales than their closest competition, the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club. It appears that Queen was just that. They were royalty of rock and roll. Their music continues to be popular and inspire new generations, as a movie will be released this year entitled Bohemian Rhapsody, a drama biography about the lives of the band members as well as the story and success of Queen. I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me. He's just a poor boy from a poor. I'm Addie, and you can see more of The Story Behind Our Music at thestorybehindourmusic.tumblr.com.